What is up? Still studying. It's Saturday, June 12th. And this is episode number 24 of the study session. Can't believe we're at episode 24, and really just want to take a moment to thank all of you for listening, for reading our work, sharing the site. It's much appreciated. Plenty of gratitude and thanks coming your way. But it's a weekend edition of The Session here. With Jeremy, I'm your host from the Still Study, making it six consecutive days here of study sessions. And today, just wanted to talk about an article I published on Friday on the site that took a look at the history of Steelers running backs in their first and second years and what they produced in their rookie seasons and in their second year. And the reason I did this, obviously, is to try to get an idea and an historical perspective of what we can expect from Najee Harris in terms of the past, in the context of Steelers runners. Because the expectations for Najee are tremendously high. There's a lot of pressure on him heading in to his rookie season. And I do believe that he's up for the challenge, but it's important to have some perspective of what Steelers rookie runners have done in the past so that we could fairly evaluate his season come the conclusion of all 17 games. So what stands out, if you go check out the article, there are two tables there for you to peruse. One is year one, and it's very basic. I took seven runners that were notable in Steelers history. And when you look at year one, you could see that Jerome Bettis, even though he wasn't with the Steelers to start his career, his first two seasons were with the Rams. In his rookie season, he rushed for 1,429 yards, the highest total for the seven Steelers backs that I have listed. Up next was Franco Harris with around 1,300 yards, I believe, maybe even less. And then third was Le'Veon Bell with over 800 yards. But from there, there's a significant drop-off. So you only had three runners associated with the Steelers in their history that had over 860 yards. So that's three out of seven notable rushers. Those rushers being Franco Harris, Jerome Bettis, Willie Parker, Barry Foster, Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, Rashard Mendenhall. So in their rookie seasons, out of those seven backs, only three produced over 860 yards. So if Najee doesn't hit 1,000 yards, the question becomes, should we, as Steelers fans, be disappointed? The average, when you look at those running backs, those seven running backs in their first year, it's a little over 500 yards, 4.6 yards per carry, and around four touchdowns. That's on average. So that would be the average. If Najee can hit those numbers, it'd be considered average when looking at those seven backs. What's interesting is in year two, when you look at those same seven running backs, the big jump that takes place across the board. And what you see when you look at those numbers is five of the seven Steelers runners have over 1,000 yards. Now, there is an exception. James Conner had 973 yards, so he was 27 yards away from 1,000, but we'll lump him into that group because he was so close. But five of the seven hit 1,000 yards in their second year. There's more productivity. There's more output. Yards per carry go down a little bit to 4.3. Touchdowns go up a bit to 5. But across the board for those seven notable Steelers runners, we do see a jump in production. And that's understandable. As a rookie, you're not as savvy, as accustomed to the system as you would be in year two. And again, I didn't I am generalizing this across the NFL. And I'm certain that if you'd look at the second year for running backs in comparison to first, you would see there would be a jump in production. But the reason I point that out and really imposing this to you as the audience, would you be disappointed if Harris only ran for what the average is of those seven Steelers backs, 570 some yards? Would that be disappointing to you? I'm sure you could see what the narrative would be from the national media. Harris would get roasted. The Steelers would get ripped for that draft pick if he only rushed for that number of yards. The ceiling was set by Bettis in his rookie year, 1,429. And I think that's the optimism of Steelers fans. That's where they see Harris, or that's where they want to see Harris finishing the year at. And especially with that additional game, 17 games this year, doesn't seem like it's an impossible feat, especially all things considered regarding Harris. But keep this in mind. Bettis was with the Rams his rookie season. Franco Harris owns the rushing title. And Franco ran for 1,055 yards his rookie season. So if Najee can beat that number, he'll own the Steelers' rookie rushing record. But something tells me, even if he's just over that 1,000-yard mark, just barely, I don't necessarily know if Steelers fans will be happy. And that doesn't matter as long as the team is winning. So just interesting, food for thought, something to think about as we head into mandatory minicamp next week, as we try to figure out and project what Harris is going to produce in year one. Me personally, I think Harris rushes north of 1,000 yards. Don't know if he'll eclipse Bettis's numbers as a rookie, but I could see him coming around in between 12 to 1,300 yards. I think he's a special runner, and I think he's going to make this team better. And in year two, again, there's a jump. I'd expect to see an even bigger season from Harris as he learns the system. So if you haven't checked the article out yet, please do so. It's on the site, thesteelstudy.com. And that is it for this Saturday study session with me, Jeremy. And again, thank you so much for reading our work, for listening to the sessions, listening to the podcast, for supporting us, sharing us with your family and friends. We're so grateful. You're the best. Love you guys. And listen, it's Saturday. Take some time to disconnect, be with your family and friends, and make it a relaxing, wonderful weekend. Peace.